This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead. Take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Brandon Graham, number 55, will be out there in BG with us every Tuesday at this time. Brought to us by Primo Hoagies. Be like Brandon Graham. Make your game day epic with a party tray from Primo Hoagies. Online at primohoagies.com. Again, that's primohoagies.com. It's not just a hoagie, it's a primo. It's not just a defensive end, it's a Brandon Graham. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you feeling, pal? Listen, Brandon, you've been through a lot in Philly sports. You ever think you'd be 2-0 and there'd be so much criticism of the team?
Oh, man. You know how I go. Like some years is different because you're going, it's just the expectation level of what you go into the season with. And so when things don't happen the way you think it should because of what we left off at, you know, I understand. I mean, because it's always been Philly, though. The expectations is always high, and especially when, you know, you think you got this, you know, super team of guys, which I feel we do, but, you know, you always have to start it from the ground up and build it again because you got new guys that come in. So I do understand it, and I'm glad to be 2-0 because it ain't easy to win in this league. As you know, we've been on both sides of it where, you know, we thought we was going to do something, and then we did. And it's just because you got to go into every week to know that, man. You got to build that chemistry like you need to, which I feel we're doing, because it's new everybody, new coordinators, new people. You know, as far as, you know, you got a good nucleus of guys, luckily, because of me, Kelsey, Lane, and the guys that's been here before. And, you know, you just go with that, and you just hope that everybody buys in. And I think we got that. It's going to take every week, one week at a time. But I'm happy we 2-0 because I do feel we got fighters on this team.
How's your body feel after the quick turnaround, Brandon?
You know what, man? It was a little sore the first couple of days. But now I feel like we got an extra day or extra couple of days because of us playing Monday. So it worked out. We get it on the back end this time. But, yeah, I went in yesterday, got me a workout, man. I feel refreshed, and now I'm on my way in for a day of work.
Nice.
And then tomorrow we off again, and then it's regular back to getting going on Thursday.
Beautiful. We've gotten tons of pressures this year, but we got 4 sacks as a team. That's tied for 16th in the NFL. What's really going to get this pass rush going?
We got to just keep coming, keep working, you know, keep coming because, man, you see, when you look at the time to throw and how fast this ball coming out, that's respect to the D-line because we are winning. You see guys getting in his face, hitting them. But, you know, we know that we got our issues on what people going to try to do. And if we allow them to do a little bit of their game plan, you know, they're going to stay at it because they don't want to play the drop back game with us. And we, you know, we got to make them. We got to force them into that by stopping them on what they have to do as far as, you know, their game plan. But, yeah, I just know that, man, I know that we not far off at all from it just exploding because that's how it comes. Sacks come in bunches. That's what we talk about. Sweaty went out there and made a big, big sack in a big moment. As soon as, you know, we get our opportunity, it came. And, you know, I think we get 2.5 seconds or lower with guys throwing that ball out, getting that ball out. And when you see how the game go, man, you just got to keep coming as a rusher because we know that they got much respect for us. Even Belichick said, man, we know they got a great D-line. Even though we don't buy into that, but just know we on their mind. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so knowing that going into the game, we know that, hey, don't get frustrated because We know how these teams going to try to play us, and it's a copycat league. But just know that your opportunity is going to come, and don't miss it. And I think Sweaty didn't miss it at that time because he strip-sacked them, got them. But I'm telling you, them 10-sack games, they come. They going to come. You know, I just feel like they come. And we going to really need them down on the stretch. So I'm happy, man, where this team is. I think that a lot of guys ain't comfortable. So I'm cool with that. I know as long as we don't feel comfortable at 2-0 and we know we got stuff we need to work on, man, I can work with that because I know today I'm going to get their best because that's what I'm going to demand myself.
Brandon, how hard was it to communicate the defense against the Vikings when the whole secondary is full of young guys who haven't played much?
Man, that's a big thing. A lot of guys getting that experience, which I'm happy about for them. And, you know, a little bit of it is we got to get better with our eyes. I mean, or you know, making sure that we just communicating even better. And I'm just saying that because we all do up front some things that when I looked at the film, it's like, man, okay, we just need to echo the call a little bit, a little more on this. We got to make sure in this moment we got to, you know, just communicate. And it is the chemistry you got to have. You do got some new guys that just got out there with the first group. And, you know, they get the opportunity, but, you know, it's not going to be perfect. But right. I know that them guys got people that they can look up to, like Slay and Bradbury. And I know that they was helping them during the game. But, man, we end up making it through the game, and they made some plays. And then they bust some plays, too, you know. And we own all that. I just know that it's a building block that we're doing right now on top of the expectations that we have for our team. And, man, I love that we starting off 2-0, but we know that we far from where we should be as far as, you know, just on where we trying to go. So, but it's going to take 1 week at a time, baby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brandon Graham with us here, of course, as he is every Tuesday here on you know, WIP. Brandon, let's get to you know, we're 2 weeks into this decide thing, but you're months into it. I mean, when you consider the offseason program, training camp, and now a couple weeks in the season. And I'm curious, from your perspective, what defines a Sean Desai defense? We're all trying to figure it out. What are the defining characteristics of Desai's defense?
Well, you know, he got blitzes in there. I mean, you know, he try to keep things in front of him. We try to make sure that we, you know, stonewalling the run. And then, you know, he's always talk about getting numbers to the ball. And that's what's key as a defense, you know, getting running to the ball. We do a lot of pursuit drills. We do a lot of turnover drills. And that's what he is about. Like, you know, us flying around as a bunch, you know, covering up people's mistakes by our effort and what we do. And that's pretty much, you know, what he echoes a lot. You know, the turnover circuits that we do, I mean, it's definitely something talked about as far as getting number to the ball. So I would say, you know, he's looking for a fast defense.
Are we witnessing a Fletcher Cox renaissance? He's been pretty amazing thus far this season.
Oh, man, I just told him that too. I say, boy. You know, I've seen him out there. That's what I'm saying, man. It's a lot of stuff. He didn't get those sacks, but he got the hits, mm-hmm. and he definitely felt us back there. But you know, of course, we know how he is, and he's very streaky. He can definitely get on, get hot at a time, and then you got 18 right there, who's a hell of a player. You know, makes some good plays, but. I know the one play that he did make, you know, with the fumble on the goal line, that helped us out a whole lot. And on top of that, man, I just think that Fletch just out here hungry. That boy hungry, right. And man, I love it because he got them young boys behind him, and I know exactly that feeling of, man, I gotta get my stuff right because these boys out here, you know, they working and they young. So right. I think it just gave him a little more motivation.
How underrated is Milton Williams?
Man, very. And so I'm loving See, that's another guy who was coming along last year that was doing some things, and now going into this year, I feel like, man, that boy, he's special, man. He's special, and he worked his butt off every day. He threw a lot of stuff that Hargrave did when he was here, because that was somebody he looked up to, you know, and so he's still keeping it going. That's what I like, his regimen, or what him and Hargrave used to do on top of what we all used to do, like doing extra afterwards, doing stuff in the morning before we work out, all this stuff. And you just see him just doing it low-key, but just make it staying consistent. So I'm not surprised by the success Milton been having, especially in the run game and just being dominant as far as, you know, getting blockers off of him and getting to the ball.
PG with us here on WIP. Brandon, let's talk about Jalen. Obviously, it's been a bit of a struggle in the passing game so far, and I'm curious, when he struggles, you know, to an extent, what's your flow with him? Are you a I'm going to go encourage him guy, or because obviously you're a team leader, or is Jalen more one of those like, I don't need to hear it, I don't want to hear it? I remember Donovan, John. You remember T.O. on the sideline with Donovan that one time? Donovan didn't want to hear it. Like, he just wasn't in the mood to sure. hear it. In those moments, Brandon, what's Jalen's flow with his teammates? Does he want the feedback, or is he kind of like, leave me alone guy?
No. He the one owning it himself. He said, yeah, don't worry, defense, we're going to get it right. Especially like if offense up, say if kickoff is out there, special team, they kicking it off to us and they about to get the ball. As we passing each other, you know, he'll yell a bunch of things and let them know, you know, we got y'all. We appreciate you getting back, getting the ball back, or whatever happened in the game. But he's real big on owning it, moving on, and just letting us know that it's on his mind to get right. So I mean, man, when you got a quarterback like that, I think that he's very vocal on what it is that he knows that's happening right now, and then what he's going to do. What he's, you know, planning to do, you know, in the next series or two. So I just know that, Jalen definitely don't want to look bad, man. I know he's trying to be right. He's been grinding his whole life, and you know, he grinded himself to a hell of a season last year. And I know that he want to make sure that y'all know that y'all paid him for a reason, and it's no pressure. All he gonna do is just keep being him. And I think that, you know, yeah, he's a vocal leader. He owned it. So I can respect that, man, about anybody that can own the mistakes and, you know, they try to fix it mm-hmm. by, you know, making adjustments in the game.
So Aaron Rodgers hopes to return from his Achilles surgery this postseason. You just traveled that road 2021, 2022, trying to come back from that Achilles. What do you make of that timetable, BG?
Man, I don't know. I just that's what I say. I was ready by April, and I was doing OTAs in April. So, as a quarterback, I don't know. I mean, because he really don't have to do a lot, but he does anyway. Because I feel like he got to be able to fake the handoff, and you got to be able to run back there and get back and set up fast. Mm-hmm. I don't doubt anybody, because Adrian Peterson had came off
true.
On the ACL 6 months later, he playing. So, I mean,
hey,
people bodies different. But I know that he going to do his best to try to come back. But the first 2 months, he's no weight bearing. So that's what, October, November. And then you got to, once you be able to get out the boot, you'll be able to start building it back up. So he might be
wow.
able to do it by January. He might, because I know for me, man, I was running, but I had a little limp until about January, February. Mm. And then by March, I was cooking. And then
wow.
April come, I was out there OTAs ready to show off.
Wow. I just thought it was preposterous. You're saying it might actually be doable.
But outside chance, tough.
It might be doable. I'm just never counting out somebody's body.
Sure.
But I know that for me, I was going into it head on with a focus mm-hmm. because I wanted to prove that, yeah, I know I might be in my 12th season, but I know
you proved it. Yeah, you did.
You sure did.
You sure did. You know, Brandon, you're about the most positive person I know, but I'm curious, is it irritating for you to have to wait that extra day to Monday? I mean, look, Monday night's a great stage, but are you just itching to just play the next game and annoyed you got to wait the extra day after Thursday Night Football?
Man, because, you know, you sitting and watching all these games going on, and then – You'd be like, man, I got to sleep another day to get to my game. So, yeah, it do get a little, and then on top of that, it's a night game at that, too. So you got to wait that morning, that afternoon, and you get on the bus, then you kind of, you got to ramp it up at that point. But, man, I know that, yeah, we all would prefer Sunday, 1 o'clock, get it out of the way right away. As soon as I wake up, I'm ready to go.
Brandon, good luck to you on Monday night, man. We look forward to talking to you next week. And thanks, as always, so much for joining the show, bud.
Man, I appreciate you. Thanks,
Brandon. There he is, Eagles legend. Current active player, Brandon Graham. There's